Hello, everybody. This is Carrie L., and I'm welcoming you to my show called the Carrie L.'s HeartLink. Thank you for joining me. Our show is going to be pretty good today. I've got some great things planned. I want to do a very special creative visualization for your ascension process. So that's look forward to that. And we're going to be discussing today the ascension process and what that means to people. I, as a therapist, of course, come from a very special point of view, and I'll be sharing what that is. And I would love to have your calls today as well so that I can find out what's going on in your ascension process. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers to call, and of course they're on the website at bbsradio.com, or of course my website, which is heartlinkinstitute.com. And here's the U.S. toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227. And the Canada number, which is 888-810-8322. And the international direct, which is 530-876-3222. Let's do that again. 530-876-3222. So I would love to hear from you if you have questions, would want a reading, or just to talk with me. I'm Carrie L., and I've been looking into, I think many light workers are on this Ascension program, and there is certainly, there are good things coming your way if you're on that program. So I really assume that if you're listening to this show, you probably are. And I feel the Ascension is helping us to tune in to who we really are. And we're going to start with a blessing for today, the Gayatri Prayer. I always like to start with that. And let's focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. And may this inner light enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. Okay, so just take a deep breath and relax. I want to just share with you a little bit about myself first. I am the founder of the HeartLink Institute, and as I say, you can visit my website where there's lots of information on the Great Awakening, I call it, and many call it, this Ascension process. And it's at heartlinkinstitute.com. That's easy to find. And I've been working now as a transpersonal counselor for over 25 years. And I also do hypnotherapy and past life regression and so forth. And I wrote the crop circle cards using the wonderful glyphs from the crop circles, especially the ones in England that have come through the different time periods. Beginning with the mid-70s, and I use that in my counseling practice because it does help to get to the major important information very quickly, contacting the superconscious mind and the higher self. And I have called them the cosmic archetypes, the cosmic characters, so to speak, Much like we have angel cards, well, these are cosmic cards. And they have special meaning, especially during this time of the Great Awakening. I feel the crop circle phenomenon is probably the greatest phenomenon on the planet right now. So do pay attention to the messages, at least if you want to tune into what you get from them and utilize them, because I do think they are helping to get us into a place of higher consciousness, and which is what this whole program is, I feel, the ascension process. And many believe that it is about shining the light on what needs to change and shining the light on the shadow material so that we can integrate it and no longer have to be in such conflict in the world, on the outer stage. We are in a process of getting our own stage within cleared out, in other words, and reconciling our own inner conflicts. And this so-called program that we're dealing with is, they call it ascension, but I also call it descension, because I feel what is really happening that is really needs to be noticed is that we're anchoring the soul. Quite literally, many people have been walking around with their souls out of their bodies. You may know what I'm talking about. You might have an experience of feeling disconnected as well. And this is important to be paying attention to, and getting reconnected, in other words, to our being. We really do have to come out of denial. So many are feeling a lot of pain and not dealing with it, in other words. And so this denial we've been in has, I think, perpetuated the and increased the problem on the planet, because people are not addressing their own inner trauma and need to deal with that in order that we then have these, we no longer have these wars, or we no longer have to deal with, Virginia Tech type of massacres. The more we pay attention to our own inner conflicts, the better, and take responsibility for those and learn to integrate, in other words. Because trauma from sexual or physical or emotional abuse is rampant right now. And there is this, it's almost like people are living their wounds over and over again. And I see people all the time that come for my help, and they really, well, either they've had trauma from their childhoods, or perhaps a more recent trauma, such as in accidents or the war or in natural disasters or from even divorce or the death of a loved one, or even surgery is another. And or addictions. There's such a high level of addiction to fame that really concerns me, in that people are so disconnected with their true selves that they have to feel that they have to go to a facade and perform in order to feel good about themselves. And that's a concern. So just be aware and check in with your own higher self and see what's going on with you. And again, the what trauma does is it really sucks us of our vitality, drains us of our vitality. And we become and dysfunctional in that we are stuck in the past, in other words, still but may be in denial about that, don't even know that we're stuck in the past. And it's a normal thing, though. This is like the defense mechanism that helps us for whatever it's worth to get through the painful times, this disconnect. So it's normal that in that people do this, but the thing that needs to then take place is the healing. And a lot of times people just, go on and pretend, everything's normal, I'm just fine. And you hear that a lot, people saying, I'm just fine, when you know deep down that they're not just fine. So I help people with, I call it soul restoration, or soul retrieval is another term. And I help them to get connected again. And again, it's like a vessel has shattered, literally. There are pieces of that person. In other words, their pieces might be confidence, or their sense of self-esteem, or their loss of joy or enthusiasm. That's the kind of loss that goes on. And again, it just takes away a person's vitality. So when people come to me, I help to restore that vitality. And the wonderful thing right now is ascension is beginning with turning on the light, or invoking the light. And again, that means that the light goes on to anything that has been hidden. And again, that can be in our personal lives, or it can be on a higher, the impersonal institutions and governments and world stage. But you see this, the light has turned on the imbalances that are there. And that's the good news. And, of course, it's the bad news, because then we're dealing with the nightmare of that. But the good news is we then can own the take back control, in that we know that we can get back into balance. And our young people really do need help, and offer help if you know some young person who's really just alienated, or feeling lost or unloved. And if you can just take some time, perhaps that might save that person. I know in my own case, and I come as the wounded myself, because I was abused as a child. And I know what importance making good contacts with people who are kind and are protective, and who really do care enough about a person to help them. That influence can change that young person's life so tremendously. It can help to plug them back into society, which is obviously what these kids are now crying out for help, so that they no longer withdraw or become isolated. And so it's important to be aware, and if a child is seems to be alienated or shy or mentally unstable, do what you can to get them to the proper professional, if that's what it takes, just to then get them out of the funk that they're in. And what happens is young people today, and of course adults today, are easily suggestible in terms of what is put on the TV, or what's in a movie, or what's in a video game. And this violence that we're having to contend with in our society is is due to this vulnerability of our children who have been wounded and not assisted. When they are then so easily targeted by the violence, in other words, that they are then can act it out. They're wide open. Unfortunately, the younger the person, the more their subconscious mind is open to suggestibility. And we need to be aware of this in our society. And unfortunately, a lot of adults are in denial about what's really going on and how then so-called dark forces can use that. Unfortunately, we do have to be aware of that. Now, that's one side of it. But the other side, like I say, is the ability to help to arise in frequency, to then ascend to a level where we really can take off with our own greatness. And that's where I'm really hoping to really emphasize with young people, that they literally are these incredibly multidimensional beings that they need to be honored for their uniqueness and so that they then can start building the skills to use that. And of course, we have these wonderful shows like Heroes, which is, it's got some violence in it, but it is showing that there are potentials in people today. And kids are hungry for that. That's where they are. They're able to just grasp there's another thing happening on the planet. These young people know that something else is going on that's really not being talked about mainstream-wise. However, we do have this wonderful BBS radio, again, I thank the people running this and Don Newsom and his team, and we're getting wonderful shows that are helping to address the greatness within people and to help to train them. And I hope that you stick around for the creator visualization that I'll be doing, because that is going to, I think, just help people, especially if you're on in the beginning stages and not really aware of your ability to mind travel or to astral travel. This creative visualization will help you to do that. So basically, we've got two worlds operating here. What I see, in other words, is there is a world where people are stuck and continuing to live the nightmare over and over again. And again, whether that's due to trauma in this lifetime or a previous lifetime doesn't really matter so much as they need to heal the wound that is limiting their life's program. And that program needs to be identified, first of all, and then they get to replace it with a new program that is life-enhancing. And then I see the other world being just that people have awakened to their healing work and have identified traumas. And, of course, sometimes we get traumatized over and over because on the news we keep getting this fear propaganda that is just fired at us every day. And but people who are really consciously aware of that, know how to shut the door to the subconscious mind when they're watching TV programs that are limiting. And people who are just tuned in and awake, that's the other world where they are literally creating for themselves lives that they want, which is really what this whole training ground is about, I think, on the planet Earth, is to really awaken to joining that world where you literally can heal the wounds and go on to create something magnificent. And they're living on this higher frequency, and of course many describe what it's like, and there's so many different ways to describe that, but I'll just kind of just give a little example of what I see. I see these people are more psychic and intuitive, and they really do know how to use synchronicities in their lives. They literally open the door to synchronicity when they do this inner work. In other words, synchronicity is that it brings to them the answers that they need. They just ask the question, and it comes back to them maybe through an email or a book that jumps off a shelf, or it could be that they're just receptive to the right person walking into their lives, or the right job, the right knowledge, the right ideas, and just having more choices. And that's important, because when you're in the other world, the lower world, in still functioning only in the first three chakras, you really don't have a whole lot of choices. Unfortunately, it tends to be extremes. You got the black and the white when you're still in that world of the lower fear-based mentality. And that world is basically, like I said, it feeds itself, unfortunately. So just being aware of how stuck people can be, because it's hard to break that trance of being stuck in that world. But many do, and that's the good news, and that's what the Great Awakening is all about. And literally, you can illuminate your divinity in a flash. And you can plug into that, and miracles can happen when you start paying attention to the sacred. And when you stop listening to the fear propaganda on the TV, and being just aware that it exists, however, not to be influenced by it. And it is important to be aware of what's happening to that second world that's on the lower frequency. And just being aware to not, buy into that fear or that sense of that fundamentalist, I call it control freakness is what I call it. Not to be sucked into being a control freak and separatism. If you can be aware that it exists and not be, it literally is these people who tend to take the fundamentalist approach or have been sucked into believing in a program that was downloaded to them. A program that that they really didn't have independent choice over, and that's the difference. Now, if you choose to be a fundamentalist after you've got independent thinking, that is an entirely different situation. That's entirely up to you. But if you've been programmed into the fundamentalist thinking, that you didn't have much of a choice, and so hopefully you can break loose from any fear-based or hatred-based kind of thinking. Anything that is new or different, hopefully you can allow for that to investigate that, see about that information without being told how to think about it. So we can enter the higher chakras and clear out the residue of the negative thinking from the first to the third chakra. And once you do get to the higher chakras, you really do have the capability to say no to the old traumas and the old pain. You really know how then to clear. Hello?
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Oh, great. And who am I speaking with?
This is Anne. I have been listening to your programs for a number of weeks, and they're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And Anne, is there a question or something that you would like to talk about?
Yes, with regards to what you're feeling about my heart chakra and anything else that's affecting it.
Okay.
Heart chakra or the power chakra, please.
Okay. Well, I scanned for energy, and Anne, give me an idea. Where do you live?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
All right. Santa Fe. Well, that's a wonderful area. Boy, I have a sister who lives there.
So. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to send you an email that I could find out where she is, and I'll send her an invitation.
Okay. I would love that. Yeah, just go to heartlinkinstitute.com and email me.
Okay.
I'm picking up, okay, a lot of grace coming your way. That's the first thing. I'm seeing the angels are just coming in and saying, this woman is of vital importance. That's the first thing I saw. And, of course, we all are. You know that how that is. But I think you realize that. I think that you've got a real good grasp of how important this lifetime is for you.
Yes.
And, okay, I get a sense something is coming. A message will be coming to you very shortly, actually. That might be me. No.
I think that it is. I mean, I receive messages all the time.
Okay.
But I'm having blockages.
Well,
and helping myself.
And there is an element of you know how to anchor that. You have your physical. I get that there is trauma still from the third chakra, the solar plexus,
right,
that needs to be removed. And you know how debris hangs out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I do see, and I feel like it's, but I feel like most of it is cleared out, and that there is the heart opening is very good for you. Wow, look at that. I mean, they're just showing me opportunity plus is coming your way. And when I say that, again, obstacles can be opportunities. You know how that can work, too.
Yes.
But it feels to me like you're going to be moving, and there's a consciousness that's going to be moving, in other words.
A consciousness physical moving?
Well, let me look at that. Because they're saying you're going to be moving, but I felt consciousness, but maybe it is physical. No, it's about emotions. How nice.
Okay.
Because I just drew the Ace of Cups, and I have my tarot deck here with me, so I look at that every now and then. Because the symbology is so helpful in helping me to go to deeper levels. And here you've got outpourings of feelings that are ready to bubble up to the surface and come out.
Correct.
And it's time.
Yes.
And I'm getting shivers with that. You know, that's always a good signal, too, that's confirmation. Because it's time, and like I said earlier, it just feels to me like you're going to be moving. You're getting new messages that are going to take you to the next level, which is about a new beginning in a relationship. And that's the way they're saying it to me. Does that make sense?
I hate to tell you, I've been waiting 25 or 30 years. And I know all of this, but I can't get to the next level to make it happen.
Well, are you meditating? What's your discipline, your spiritual discipline?
You mean...
Do you have one?
Of course. But are you talking about the name of the discipline?
Yeah, I mean, often through meditations we get our messages. By the way, I'll be doing one very shortly, which stick around for that one, because you may just get the answer come through on that. But it really does feel to me like you got your hand up at the stop position and you got your other hand up saying come. So one is saying come to me, the other is saying no, don't come to me. And so you're in this place that needs to be, knocked out of the old modality of indecisiveness.
Okay, then, well, I'm not indecisive. How do I make that happen?
Okay, how to make that happen? First of all, we all need support. And group support is very important, and that's why you're calling me. That helps to obviously support you.
Yes.
I would venture to say that there are people to gather together in your area that will be a supportive group.
No.
Nothing in Santa Fe is supporting you at this point.
I am not permitted help in this lifetime. My highest soul source said that I would do things in this lifetime and I would do them alone. So it's a real issue.
How interesting. So you have been
isolated my entire life.
You've been in this warrior mode, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
The warriorship. And many of us are warriors from time to time, and we have to be. But it sounds to me, and it feels to me, like you've never stopped being a warrior.
No.
And that's my first suggestion right there, is we need to stop fixating in our role playing. In other words, many of us tend to choose an archetype and stay with it, and we just play that role. You know, either you choose the hero archetype and you just play that, and you don't have a choice of any other archetype. But that's where your journey is to say, no longer do I have to continue playing just one role. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, but unfortunately that is not my life path.
And tell me about what you see your life path. Do you know your numerology, by the way? Do you know what your...
Well, I can give you my information. No, I don't. I can give it to you.
Yeah, what year were you born?
Of 48, October 3rd.
And you are a 8. And do you know how to get that? October 10.
Well, it would be 4, 8, 10, and 3, I would assume.
That's right. You just add the numbers together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And basically, eights do have a hard road to toe, but they are really also up to the task, or you wouldn't have chosen it. They're the managers. They are good at managing. I would venture to say that your household is, you know, you got it pretty much under control.
That's correct.
And that has... But the job here... Again, we're looking at the 3, the day of your birth. And, you know, we play different numbers. In other words, we're not just 1. And you also have the 10, the month of your birth. So those are numbers you need to welcome also. And, of course, 3 is creative. It's the communicator. It's the one who does radio shows.
Yes.
I'm a 3. So... And just look to see where you have your most spiritual growth. Is it through any kind of creative writing, or is it more to financially controlling and managing things?
I had been financially controlling as an entrepreneur, but the spirits have stopped that and have forbidden me to have any income.
Ah.
And I am constantly forced to go back and do healing, and the healing that I am forced to do is for no money.
Well, now you just hit the nail on the head. What so many light workers are dealing with these days, so many people, period, forget the light worker, is just that. It's the whole currency issue and how that operates in our lives. You know, it's shifting so radically.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's not the same. Business isn't the same anymore. And we can't just keep going on with business as the same. Business as a spiritual practice is essential today. But what does that mean? Then where do we go with that? Because so many of us in previous lifetimes took a vow of poverty. And obviously we're in conflict about that.
I know that many, many, many lifetimes I have had a vow of poverty.
Exactly.
I know that because somehow to the penny, money comes. Exactly to the penny, not what I want, but what is only necessary.
Okay. Well, so now that we've designated, we finally rooted out where the problem began. It's previous lifetimes.
Right.
And of course, the trauma that might have occurred at your death scene, whatever that trauma was, and of course, I would take you to really go to release any of that if it's like frozen in time, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to you right now that you're going to shift the whole thing around poverty and what you believe is cause and effect, because that's what's been controlling you and so many of us. And now as you go deep, and I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, I'm going to ask you to really get in touch with your value. And go to that heart chakra, because that's, boy, that is just lighting up right now. And say the words, I am valued. And you can say it in multiple ways. I mean, I'll let you do this on an inner level, whatever feels right to you.
Right, which is what you did last week, and I do this on a daily basis and have for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're doing, we're coming out of the consciousness that cause and effect is all there is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I work so many hours and I'll get so many,
right.
You know, nickels.
Right.
And that's not how it works anymore. We've got to let that one go, because mm-hmm. the more you're in your true value, you are the product, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Literally. You then replace any of the old cause and effect.
Okay.
And you got to feel it. We all have to be doing an inner altered state of awareness to get to that cellular memory, and so that we can unfreeze the old negative patterns, the limited patterns.
Okay.
And you literally just started that today. You just connected to a deep, deep core level. So continue that in your discipline. And like I said, meditation is very important, I think, during these days.
I think it's absolutely mandatory.
That's absolutely.
The only way to get through these times.
Exactly. So now you know.
Well, thank you, thank you. I shall send you an email with regards to your sister.
Well, thank you.
And bless you. Have a great evening.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it was such a wonderful occasion when I can go to some of my own issue, when I can help people, because I've been working on it. I think And that's where it's at right now. Once we get a piece to the puzzle and we've really made a click in our lives, then we can help others put that piece into their lives. So we're all here functioning with the different pieces to the puzzle. And that's great. Thank you, Anne. I appreciate your question. And I welcome anyone else who wants to call in. And in a moment, we're going to do the creative visualization. I think we probably should start that now, in fact. Okay, so you're... Oh, yeah, hello.
Hello, Carrie-Elle. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, good. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian. Oh, Brian from last time.
Yes.
Hi. Well, it's a pleasure. From Indiana.
Yes.
Brian from Indiana. And so what's on your mind today?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my chakra system.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use my crop circle cards this time because they're wonderful for the chakras.
Okay.
A good plug for my cards. And... So I'll really quickly just put out 7 cards. We'll just deal with the primary chakras. Of course, we know there are more, but...
Yes.
Okay, well, I see the first 3 are where... I see problems. The other 4 are just fine. Actually, I would say your 5th chakra needs a bit more opening. You need to speak more. There's a
my throat chakra.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, what I'm seeing is in the 2nd chakra. You need more courage in relationships. How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all?
What chakra is that?
That's the 2nd one. That would be the 2nd emotional relationship one.
That's not the soul chakra, is it?
Say that again?
In relation to the body, where is that located?
Yeah, it's located near the genitals. It's,
okay, okay.
Yeah, it's the sexual chakra.
Okay.
Many call it,
okay.
Or sexual, the 2nd chakra. But that is where the material of what I was just talking earlier about.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are traumatized there because that goes deep to trust issues and so forth and
mm-hmm.
in people. And, again, getting the courage to trust.
Yes.
And so sometimes using the color orange
mm-hmm.
can help to heal that more every day. Now, I want to just caution people when it comes to colors because sometimes it's the opposite color.
Yeah.
If we've already over flooded it with that color, you might want to go to the blue color. Do you
mm-hmm.
get my drift?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is the opposite of orange.
Okay.
So you have to decide which color might work better for you.
Which colors or which chakra is the strongest within me?
Well, right now the most balanced is the 1st chakra. You've got that situated upright, which tells me that that's functioning just fine. You got all your survival issues are doing great. You're not having to worry about being eaten by lions.
That's good.
The other chakras, the only other, I would say the brow chakra. That
mm-hmm.
tells me that you are do visualization. Do you visualize?
Yes, in my dreams all the time. I think I see my 3rd eye is, you know, how everyone sees differently, their
mm-hmm.
intuition. Mine comes, I think I'm starting to understand this through my dreams.
Excellent.
And I see in vivid, I see in color a lot my dreams, and I feel in I feel my dreams. Like if I'm on the other side, I can feel, which is amazing. I can feel the like a if I'm walking on a marble or concrete, I can feel the coldness on my feet in my dreams.
That is super.
And that's just amazing. And
yeah.
I never really thought about it until maybe the past couple months. You know, this show, this program is really helping me develop and understand that.
Yeah, are you keeping a journal, writing any?
No,
any of the symbols?
Look, when it comes to that, I'm a little lazy.
Okay. Well, just know that, you know, if you did want to do that, that you might start getting seams over time,
mm-hmm.
is the point. And learning what themes continue to haunt you.
Yeah.
Because the subconscious is really trying to get your attention about that.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to know, if the angels had any messages at this time for me about that.
Well, what they're showing me is because your brow chakra, they really are showing me that they're working with that.
Okay.
Well, let me do my, you know, this creative visualization is going to help influence that, quite frankly. But
yeah.
What they're telling me is if you hold your, whatever it is that you want to manifest in the indigo light, indigo color,
yeah.
which is the brow chakra, if you hold that visualization of that, whatever it is, and
okay.
visualize it, that you can then bring that down from that energy to your solar plexus and manifest it.
Ah, okay.
But literally, from taking it from the indigo, though, and bringing it and literally anchoring it into the yellow.
Is that what color my aura is? Kind of like a yellowish?
Your aura, you know what? I'm seeing more gold than yellow.
Wow, gold. What does that represent?
Well, I see a blue and goldish and green. So are you into healing at all?
Yeah, apparently I must be. In the past couple of shows, they've let me know that the ones that I've called into, that I'm kind of a healer, and I never really knew that.
Well, simply our vibrations can be healing. If you walk into a room, you can literally alter that room.
Oh, wow.
So just be aware of that and work with that. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, well, stay tuned, and, boy, thanks for calling.
God bless.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, well, the time has flown. I can't believe it, the time. I'm looking at my clock here, and we have about 8 minutes to do this visualization. Well, we'll have to do a kind of a shortened version of it, and that we can do. Okay. And just know that we'll be using some visualization music, and we'll do about a 5-minute meditation. So go ahead and get comfortable, and hopefully we have the meditation music coming on pretty soon. Is Dawn there? Are you listening, Dawn? Okie dokie. And I'm so glad that I'm back, because we can finish with a wonderful meditation, and we'll have the music next time. That's no problem. And just relax and sit comfortably, breathing in easily and freely. And imagine that you are visualizing your higher self as a human-sized form of brilliant golden white light just over your head. Just visualize your higher self just over your head in this wonderful golden light. And as you're breathing deeply and easily and relaxing, Imagine yourself slowly rising to merge with this light of your higher self. Feel the light of your higher self as it's helping to transform your vibratory rate. Now visualize your surroundings becoming brighter and brighter. As though it's becoming a sea of golden white light. And you're in this wonderful ocean of spirit. And imagine your consciousness expanding, becoming one with this ocean of cosmic light. And just remain immersed in this ocean of light as you ask questions of your higher self. Go ahead and ask the questions that you have come here for. What lessons are you here to learn? Karma you need to resolve. Maybe you get symbols of your next step that helps you to grow spiritually. Continuing to breathe in the vibrations of home, feeling a wonderful sense of the light filling your body. And just know that you can return to this level of consciousness anytime you desire. You can find within you the answers that you're looking for. And you may even see a beautiful diamond now appearing. Beautiful crystalline diamond that is reflecting lights every which way. And it holds the secrets of life. This diamond is being gifted to you by higher spiritual guidance. Go ahead and take this beautiful diamond to help to support you as you are becoming more and more of you. And just gently now coming back to this wonderful being of yours, knowing that you're anchoring more and more of your true self, that you are restoring your soul. And just breathe easily and freely and know that you now have revitalized yourself, helping to bring in this new frequency of love and light. coming back gently now into full conscious awareness, feeling wonderfully good and revitalized. That's right, just come gently back with a sense of knowing your true self, that connectedness with your true self. And it's been such a pleasure to be with you today. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to share with you. I'd like for you to once again go to my website. I have a lot of information at heartlinkinstitute.com. Should you want to join me for more of what I do in a more concentrated way, come to Oceanside, California on May 19th. We're doing an all-day workshop. Would love to have you. Going to be connecting to our angels and guides, and we're really cycling up now that we've got community working with us. And just a pleasure to be here. Please do make an appointment if you want. We can see you on an individual basis as well. So love you all. Goodbye.